Disneyland Alternative Radio. This is MAR 105 FM, Merseyland Alternative Radio.
This is Merseyland Alternative Radio, 105 FM, 1386 kHz. This is Steve Martin and Mike Stanley with me, and we're spinning a few tunes, and we've persuaded Mike to do a documentary. No, we haven't really. We haven't really. So, Nancy, you can settle down now.
Nancy,
right, if you would like to send us a text message, the number is... Here we go, very, very professional. It's 07504 464 678. 07504 464 678. And Jed will do your request very shortly.
This is the story about the Rock Island Line. Rock Island has a railroad line, runs down into New Orleans. And just outside of New Orleans, there's a big toll gate. And all the trains that go through the gate gotta pay the man some money. Unless, of course, they got certain things on board. Then they're okay. Don't have to pay the man nothing. Right now, we see a train coming on down the line.
There she blow.
When she get up near the toll gate, the depot agent shout down to the driver, cause he wanna know what he got on board. What you got on board, daddy? And the driver sing him right on up the man, telling him what he got on board. You know the way he sing. I got pink. I got sheep. I got cows, and I got horses now. I got whole livestock. I got whole livestock, darling. I got. Hey, you cool. You don't have to pay me nothing. Just get him right on through. It's a train going down to the toll gate. As she go through, she gather up a little bit of steam. The driver shout back down the line to the man. The boom, chick, boom, chick. I got pig on, I got pig on, I got old, I got pig on. So tell you what, go, man. I got that Rock Island Line. It's a mighty good road. Oh, well, the Rock Island Line is a mighty good road. I'm in the Rock Island Line. Miss me when I'm gone. ABC, W, X, Y, Z with the cats in the cover, but he don't see me. Hey.
see me again.
One of my favourite all-time tracks, that one. Ronnie Lonergan and Rory Gallagher together doing a remake of the old Rock Island Line.
When was the original?
I don't know, I think the original was about the 50s, and that was remade in about the 70s or something. When I say remade, I don't mean recently. It's a very old one. This is going out for Jed from West Derby, who's just called in, or just texted in for a request. Anything by The Who. Gary?
Hello to Gary and Nancy as well.
Oh, yes. The Nance. Hiya, Nance. Are you doing all right, love?
to MAR each and every weekend, 1386 105 FM, and that was the yeah, the and that was especially for Jed in West Derby. And Mike is going to give you some info now about a certain record fair.
Okay then.
Oh, the Liverpool Record Fair you're talking about. The Liverpool Record and CD Fair, Saturday, 6th of December. Just a reminder for all you vinyl junkies out there, and you CD junkies as well, that the next Record CD Fair is in Liverpool at the Blue Coat on the 6th of December, 2 days before my birthday. That's nice, isn't it? I'll be even older then. So it's Saturday, 6th of December. Free admission. It's open 10 till 5. You can buy, you can sell, you can trade, you can steal. You can just come along for a look. Just come along for a blimp. Hopefully you'll buy something. What are we doing now?
Just to prove that this isn't totally thrown together, although you wouldn't guess it, like. Up next is Wheaton, is it?
Wheatus.
I've got my eyesight is terrible.
Teenage Rampage. Now we've got Teenage Dirtbag.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Wheatus. I've been corrected. And a Teenage Dirtbag.
What did you say before? Weetabix or something.
Yeah, something like that. Could do with some Weetabix. Right, where are we? It's 17 after 10 on a Sunday evening, if you didn't know. Merseyland Alternative Radio, Mike Stand and Steve Martin with you till 11. if we don't get kicked out, that is.
We're going to play the second track from the...
Jegsy up next.
The new Jegsy album, yeah. We're going to play three tracks for you tonight. We've played one already, The Arse and The Elbow. Or rather, The Elbow and The Arse. The Elbow and The Rear End. We're going to play the track called No Tattoo on the Base of Her Spine. Second of the tracks from his brand new album, Loquacious, Loquacious, Loquacious.
Say that again.
And that's called No Tattoo on the Base of Her Spine, otherwise known as an ass antler. I think
you can't say that. I've told you can't say that.
I think that's the other name for him, isn't it?
Right, you're listening to MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, back here on the
text number out?
On the medium wave. The text number. Oh, yeah, give us the text number. I've got it here somewhere. No, you've got it.
Have I?
Yeah, we've lost it now, haven't we?
Hold on.
He asks me, and then he... It's 07 something, right, something, okay. Something. What?
It is.
Oh, go on.
07504-464-678. Okay. No, I'll do it again. 07504-464-678. And you can also email us if, you, if you'd like to. Please do.
Are we going to talk about this email we've just received?
No.
supposedly from...
No, it's not.
It's from somebody else.
It's from Nancy.
But she wants anything from the 60s. So one of my particular favourites. From the 60s, Marianne Faithfull. And which one is it? Come and Stay With Me. That's the one. Marianne Faithfull, and two from her, an oldie from the 60s, Come and Stay With Me, followed by the title track from her album, Broken English. Go on, say something. You know you're dying to. Half past ten.
Hey, that's
good Lord. Good time fly when you're having a ball.
Aye, well, you certainly are having a ball, and we're certainly making a balls up.
that was for the Nance, anyway. Play those two for the Nance, who is sending messages in under nom de plumes, false names.
Yeah, I thought he was doing it under false names.
Yeah,
as well.
I think we could read between the lines there somehow.
Yeah, stop it, Nance.
Go on, say something.
Right.
This is the trouble of having two. One stops and the other one doesn't say anything.
Yep. Right. 1386. You might be listening to us on, or indeed FM 105. If you are listening, then please get in touch with us and tell us that you're listening, because we're a bit lonely at the moment. So the texts have dried up. Hello to Gary Phillips as well, if you're listening. Mike sends his regards to you, Gary.
Hello, Gaza.
And he doesn't remember you from years ago, but he doesn't remember anyone because he's losing it a bit, you see.
The brain cells have...
aye. Right,
I'm knocking on a bit now.
Just a little bit. Right, Mike has picked the next track. Can you remember who it was?
Teardrops, Reward. Teardrop Explodes, and called simply Reward. You're listening to MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, on whatever we're on. I don't know what we're on.
1386 and 105.
That's the one. Them the ones. Yep.
Phone.
Somebody
very, very phone. Unprofessional.
We're going to play another...
We better play a tune.
Play another Jeremy track from the brand new CD that I brought in earlier. Jeremy, and this one's called Come On Over.
Coming over.
Sorry, a little bit more from Jeremy there. A bit of jangly pop music from the American band from Michigan that I was talking about earlier. They come over every year for the Liverpool International Pop Overthrow. An amazing series of music, if you've never been there before, around about the end of May every year in Liverpool, all around, in and around Matthew Street. All the pubs, the clubs, the cavern, all have live bands on from around about midday till midnight, and it's all free. Bands from all over the States and all over Europe. It's called the IPO, the International Pop Overthrow. And that's a brand new CD called Pop Explosion from the band known simply as Jeremy. Right, okay, what are we going to...
How much are we getting for that advert, by the way?
Oh, yeah, so I'll have to put my invoice in later in the week for that.
Right, I was going to ask you a question because we've got Susie and the Banshees lined up next.
Uh-huh.
Back in your days as a DJ,
uh-huh,
when you used to do the gigs with your mate... you once worked with Susie and the Banshees, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Yes.
I just want to know how fit she was and what
she
was like.
Oh, she was gorgeous. Oh, horny. No. Funnily enough, they got the train up from London with their guitars and the snare drum, and they had to borrow the back line and the PA from the support band, who had to go on second then. I can't remember the name of the support band. I think it might have been Stevie and the Stopouts, but I'm not sure on that. So Susie and the Banshees had to go on first so they could get the train back to London. But she is a hornbag.
Who else?
About 6 foot two.
Ooh. Who else famous have you worked with?
Down
the years.
Come on. Back in the days of the rock and the punk nights.
Aye.
Oh, the Jam, the Banshees. Who else did we have on? God, the Motorhead. Gillan, there's so many. I can't remember most of them anymore. Some have been and gone, some are still around. But there were so many. But we had some good bands on.
Susie Sue was one of the
very sexy. But,
even without her makeup, but with her makeup, she was even hornier. Play the record before I start losing her.
Right, let's.
Susie Sue, and the light hasn't come on.
It has.
Oh, has it? Oh, yeah.
Get your glasses on.
I've been told to look for a light coming on for the microphone because I'm sitting at the back of the room here. I've got no control whatsoever. So
it's nothing new there. Then.
Even worse than it ever was. No, at least I had control last time and I couldn't get it right. That was Susie Sue, horny. Susie Sue, and talking about horny, we just had Joanne on. Now, there's horny for you. I mean, you mentioned the word horny and it's synonymous with the name Joanne. So I've got to say hello to you, Joanne.
And there, though, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I thought you said say hello to Joanne and Steve. No, sorry, it's hello to Joanne from Steve. Oh, that makes a difference. And also to Goffy. Is it Goffy?
It is Goffy,
Goffy,
yeah.
We've just had a text flooded in. It flooded all the way into this phone, and it asked for another track from Spooky Tooth, which we played right at the top of the show around about 9 o'clock this evening. So for the second time tonight, this is by request... Hangman, hang my heart on a tree. Well, you shall eat.
On a shell.
On a shell. What am I talking about? hang my shell on. Oh God.
Thank you.
I've waited for the green light and I've got it.
Well done, sir. We'll get DJ out of here yet.
We'll get the title right this time. Hangman, hang my shell on a tree.
Or hang your head in shame.
Hang my head in shame on a tree. Sorry about that, Goff. I was thinking of something else at the time. I was thinking of, what was her name there when I was mentioning Hart? I've forgotten her name.
So have I.
No. The one we had to say hello to for you. Joanne, that's where my heart came into it, you see, when I was saying, hang my heart, hang my head. That's for Goffy, anyway. Spooky Tooth. And coming up, we've got an oldie, but a goodie. We've just dragged this out of the cellar, out of the archives.
Gary Phillips will probably like this one. So we'll say hello to Gary.
Hello, Gary.
And this is the TV Personalities. And, it's a cracker, this one. I Know Where Sid Barrett Lives.
There's a little man in a little house with a little pet dog and a little pet mouse. I know where he lives and I visit him in a little hut in Cambridge.
TV Personalities, and I Know Where Sid Barrett Lives. And you couldn't really call us a pair of radio personalities, could you?
I Know Where Sid Barrett
is buried.
Buried.
You got it the wrong way around then.
Ballot. Who's this Ballot? Oh, sorry, I've just got my headphones back on again.
Yeah, he's struggling with his headphones.
They all went dead.
A bit like Sid Barrett. This
young lady who's following us has just fixed me. She just whacked.
I was going to break him before. I was going to break him in.
Oh, we're going to break me. Oh, yeah, I heard that. I'm a bit old for that.
Up next.
A long time ago. Sorry, go on.
One of your personal friends, isn't it, Mike? Pete Burns.
Oh, Pete Burns. Oh, yes. Oh, Pete, yes. I remember him well in the days of Probe. Yes, you're going to play some of his music.
What's it called? It's.
I'm Falling. Oh.
We'll be right back.
Right, that was Dead or Alive and I'm Falling. We're probably just coming in to say our ta-ras now. It's nearly time for us to go. Thank God, I'm sure you're all safe.
Prop. Oh, it's been nice. It's been good to get back. And I hope you've enjoyed it. All of it or some of it. And maybe in the next few weeks we might do it again.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. Can the listeners stand it?
I'm only home for two more weekends before I'm back to work, so we'll see. Don't see why not.
Mm. Okay, it's been a pleasure having you here and tormenting us all. Right, coming up shortly is Jackie Frost.
Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Yes, this is Merseyland Alternative Radio, broadcasting on 105 FM and also 1386 kHz. For the last 2 hours you've been listening to Mike Stam and myself, Steve Martin. I really hope you've enjoyed it. We've had a little bit of a laugh while we were doing it. It was a slow start, very slow, but hope you've enjoyed it. We're going to get out of here now and let a real DJ into the chair. Is it you, Jackie? Okay, then. We'll let Jackie in, then. And, of course, she's going to start, as always, with Aerosmith. So we'll get out of the way, and we'll leave you. And hopefully we'll see you again soon. Ta-ra.
Good night.